Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
2 Timothy 3, verse 1. This know also, it says. So this know also. In the last days. You think we're getting close to the last days? Okay. Well, so then this may apply. Time shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. They don't have time to be friends with anybody. They want to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, how they want to do it, whenever they want to do it, by themselves or with who they want to do it with. And don't get in their way. You know it's true. I know how I am. Don't get in my way. I'm busy. I'm pastoring two churches, and I got people I got to deal with. Don't get in my way. God's stuff is first. Don't get in my way. Right? You know, don't judge me. Lovers are their self. They're too busy to go to dinner with anybody. They're too busy to fellowship with anybody. They're too busy to check on somebody. They're too busy if somebody contacts them and says, you know what's going on with me? Yeah, busy right now. Get with you later. Busy right now. Too busy to care about anybody else. You didn't have the time to give them a drink of water. You didn't have time to love on them. What are we here for, guys, if it's not for other people? Maybe it's just that one sentence that we tell them, man, good job. Good job. They contacted you for a reason. How many people you got that you, something goes good in your life and you're going to take the time to contact them and tell them something went good in your life? Hallelujah. How many people? Maybe one, two, that something really went good in your life that you're going to contact them and tell them about it. What if they reply, busy, can't talk to you right now? How's that make you feel? When you sow it, what you going to reap? Busy, can't talk to you right now. That makes you know how important people are in your life. Guys, we got to get a revelation that the reason that we're here is not to work a job or not to do a hobby. That's right. Or not to work on a car. I am guilty. Guilty, number one, of always being busy. We got to figure out a way because God is not always busy. And if we spend time with Him, He's going to say what? Cut this out. Cut this out. Cut this out. Don't do this. I never told you to start that hobby. I told you to do this. I never told you to get that other job. I told you to do this. I never told you to go over there. I told you to do this. Lovers of themselves. Covetous. Now, I didn't write this. Boasters. Proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that things that are good, tradey, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. You say, no, 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 not me. Well, it's good to say that, but if you're taking the time doing your hobby instead of spending time with God, what are you loving more? Actions speak louder than words. Guilty. Guilty. I'm talking about me. Remember that, right? Guilty. Me, my greatest hobby is work. Work. I like work. I like doing church stuff. I like helping the people in the church. I like remodeling the rooms. I like getting the stuff done. I like making it look good. I like that. But you know what? I shouldn't do it night and day. And nor should you. We shouldn't stay busy doing things that we forget who we're doing it for and why we're doing it. Amen. We got to remember why we're doing it. When it comes time for church, and when it comes time to do the things for God, we shouldn't have 26 other things going. We shouldn't be thinking about what we're going to do at work tomorrow. We shouldn't be thinking about what we're going to do next week or go visit Aunt Sally or go do this grocery shopping or be sitting there in church writing our grocery list. Guilty! I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about me. And I can talk about me all I want to because I know me. How are we going to hear from God if we ain't even listening? We can't hear from Him. And that's why we can't be prosperous. And that's why we can't be successful. It's because we are not even listening. He can be screaming really loud. And we're not listening. We're busy doing this. And God, I'm busy right now. I'll get with you in just a minute, God. I'm busy right now. Can't you see I'm taking care of these church people right now, God? I'll catch you in just a minute. I got this phone at this ear. I got my iPad here. And I got my computer here. God, catch you just in a minute, God. How rude is that? Amen. Well, maybe he's trying to tell you something to tell them. Mm-hmm. Oh, you'd never do that. Okay. Matthew 11:15. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the markets and calling unto their fellows. And saying, we've piped unto you, and you didn't dance. We've mourned unto you, and you have not lamented. The Message says it really good. Sometimes I don't like The Message because it says it too good. 15, Message. Are you listening to me? Really listening? How can I account for this generation? The people have been like spoiled children whining to their parents. Verse 17. I wanted to skip rope and you were always too tired. We wanted to talk, but you were always too
busy.
Busy is an epidemic today. And even if you're not busy working, people have decided things that they like to do, and they get involved with things, and anything that the devil can do to keep you from spending time with God. Because he knows if you ever spend time with God, you're going to get the answers that you're looking for. You're going to get the things that you need. You're going to get the peace. You're going to get the revelation. Let's read a few verses and let me show you. Let's read Joshua 1:8 again. We'll start there. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that's written in. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Who's going to make your way prosperous? And then you shall have good success. Let's read a few more. Psalm 1:2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. My strength, wait a minute, and my redeemer. So if I meditate with the Lord, what happens? I get strong. How many could use some strength in here? Psalm 49:3. I like this one. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. The New King James says this. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall give understanding. How many of you could use some understanding in some areas? Something just bomb fuzzling you and you just don't know what to do? There's your answer. Psalm 63, verse 6. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of the wings will I rejoice. My soul follows hard after thee. Thy right hand upholds me. Psalm 71, 24. My tongue also shall talk. That's a form of meditate. It's the same word. Of thy righteousness all day long. For they were confounded, for they were brought unto shame that seek my hurt. I put with this, when a man's ways please the Lord, even his enemies are at peace with him. Yes. Psalm 77, verse 12. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Psalm 104, verse 34. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Psalm 119, 15. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget your word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. Psalm 119, verse 23. Though rulers sit together and slander me, your servant will meditate on your decrees. Your statutes are my delight. They are my counselors. You just rest and let God take care of them and go over their heads. And this is the one I want you to think about just a minute, and then we're going to do something. Everybody's still here, right? Amen. Okay. Look at this one with me. Psalm 143:5. Remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. This is what the devil doesn't like for us to do. He doesn't like for us to get still and say you're believing God for healing. He doesn't like for us to remember the days of old every time we believed God for healing, and what happened? We got healed. Or remember the days of old every time we stood and believed God for finances. Remember the days of old and every time you believed God for prosperity. What happened? He came through. Think on that. Meditate on that. Remember every time you needed something from God and the answer came. Remember that. Think on that.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, My Sheep Hear My Voice, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.